Okay, hi everybody. Welcome. Today is Thursday, November 13th. It is now 3. Oh, where's my count? My time. 3:03. This is the HIV Community Council, Community Planning Council's membership committee, and we will begin with doing introductions. My name is Ron Hernandez. I'm one of the co-chairs. Go ahead, Ed.
Ed Chitty, committee member.
TJ.
TJ Limiaki, council member.
Manuel.
Manuel Vasquez, committee member.
John Paul.
John Paul Soto, committee member.
Zachary.
Zachary Davenport, council co-chair.
Robert.
Hi, Robert Arnold. I'm sorry, council member. Sorry, I'm at work. I got distracted real quick.
Okay, welcome. We'll go back to Thomas later. Go ahead, staff.
Pat Touchgear, council staff.
Kira, council staff.
Any members of the, oh, here we have Thomas. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
Is there a ton of bossy there, Ron? Is that what I picked up on?
No.
Thomas Noble, community government co-chair. No, I see. Okay.
Good and any members from the public? I see one unfamiliar face. And Natalie, did you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Natalie, HIV Health Services.
Welcome. Okay. We will approve today's agenda. Pop that on the screen. Should be a very, very short one. Are there any changes to this? Additions?
I object.
We could table that for next month.
Oh my God.
Okay, seeing that no one has any suggestions to change, we'll go ahead and approve the agenda as is. Okay, we'll now review last month's minutes. Okay. Any changes or amendments? Okay, are you changes or amendments, anyone? If not, then we'll go ahead and approve last month's minutes. Okay, now we'll go down to announcements. Any announcements out there? No announcements. All right. Any public comment? Okay, no public comment. We'll move forward to the attendance reports, which will also probably include the committee assignments, right, Kira?
All right, let me grab the agenda really quick. All right, so the first thing that I have under attendance report is a notice of attendance to be sent to Zachary for 3 excused absences. And Zachary, you'll be getting an email, but I'm assuming you'll come into compliance, so no need to worry about that.
I just want to let the committee know that, like, I'm going to be open, that I was just evicted from my apartment after 17 years in the Castro. And it's been really traumatic, and I had to move. And I do have a new place. It's triple what I paid, but I could not make some meetings because I I'm mentally and emotionally, I just could not show up. And so yes, I will be in compliance moving forward. I am sorry I missed the meetings.
Oh, thank you for sharing, Zachary.
Oh, you hear that, Seth?
I know, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. 17 years and triple. That is crazy. Sorry. Oh.
Well, thank you for sharing, being very, very transparent about that. I mean, this is just a notice of attendance, so definitely nothing to worry about. And we are, thank you for sharing because we are now aware of your situation. And now moving on to letters of probation to be sent. Unfortunately, Richard Sullivan is under this for two unexcused absences. Unfortunately, Richard was on last month's notice of attendance to be sent list. And so, because Richard hasn't come into compliance, now he will be receiving a letter of probation. And what that means is he will be unable to vote in the upcoming meetings until he comes back into compliance with our attendance policy.
Kira, has
Yes.
anybody on staff heard from him? Because this is just so unlike Richard.
Yeah, so we have actually, Richard has been very communicative with all of staff. He does regularly reply to our notices, letting us know that he will be at the meetings, but unfortunately, he just doesn't show up. And we have offered quite a few times, especially individually. I know Mark has reached out as well, most recently, to offer a leave of absence for Richard, but Richard is just not wanting to take that. I think he thinks he probably can make the meetings, and then just something comes up and he doesn't end up coming to the meetings, unfortunately. We will obviously keep offering a leave of absence because we don't want it to escalate anything beyond a probation, especially as Richard is always, whenever he is present, he is very active in the council. So, yeah. Now moving on. I did want to note we do have a current leave of absence for Jesus Guillen, who will be returning in January. And then for committee assignments. So let me go ahead and share my screen really quick.
Sorry, that fingers up was to what Kara said about Richard, not Jesus. So
I
it's a little.
moved through that pretty fast. So let me go ahead and share my screen real quick. Thankfully, we don't have too much movement going on in terms of committee assignments. Everything is pretty leveled out, which is really nice. So let me bring this up. All right. So the only thing that I want to bring to attention is that community engagement does consistently struggle with meeting quorum. Although you can see that all of our subcommittees, community engagement, council affairs, and membership, all seem to be pretty leveled out in terms of the number of members in each committee. Community engagement is actually the one that struggles really with reaching quorum time and time again. And so I've highlighted a few people who have recently not been showing up for whatever reason, including Jesus, who is currently on a leave of absence. And so you can see that it kind of leaves four members that will show up, and sometimes not all of those four members are able to show up, and so we aren't always able to reach quorum. So, in light of that, I wanted to suggest that maybe we move either Jan Oskarsson, who is currently in Council Affairs, to Community Engagement. And then, if Jan is unable to make that meeting, then we suggest that Erwin Barrios, I mean, I still need to talk to Jan, and then seeing how that pans out, maybe talking to Erwin to see how he would feel about moving to community engagement. But that's kind of where we're at for committee assignments. Any comment around that?
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Are we reaching out because that was like their number two or three?
Unfortunately, no. So that's why I would have to reach out because pretty much everyone wanted to stay in their current committees. And community engagement just happens to be the one with issues reaching quorum. And Jan and Erwin are kind of, we discussed this among staff. They're people that I could see thriving in community engagement. So I want to talk to them about seeing how they would feel about that.
And so the yellows are the people in community engagement that need to improve their attendance?
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that they don't stay within our attendance policy, but they don't necessarily make every meeting consistent.
And you're not going to move them until you talk to them, right? The
Yes.
right people? Okay, good.
Yeah. I'll talk to them
concerned.
first and see what they say. First, I'll talk to Jan, and depending on how that goes, then I might talk to Erwin, or that might not be necessary. And then I'll let this group know the final committee assignments, or if there was any movement on this.
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and stop sharing. All right, and then next I have up the demographic information update. But anything about what I just shared before I move on to this?
So are we going to at least approve the calendar for the people that want to stay on their committees, and then you'll get back to us about the reds?
Yes.
Okay.
So how do those committee assignments look to folks? Like I mentioned, there wasn't a lot of movement. And thankfully, there doesn't really need to be, because each committee has a pretty equal amount of membership in each one.
I mean, it looks good to me. I mean, there's a limited amount of groups, which is why I was hoping we could have opened a work group or something for housing or something. But yeah, I mean, I feel like when I looked at the list, the only committee I haven't been a part of is, community. So
it's a fun group, man. Well, you can come on over if you can make.
That's what they all say.
When we have quorum, it's a really fun group.
They are also the group that gets to vote on our needs assessment and COLA targets, which is very important. All right.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Welcome, Elaine.
I sorry I'm late.
It's okay. We're glad you made it.
Huh?
We're glad you made it. You're Wing Tech, right? Yeah.
All right. Well, then moving on to the demographic information update reports. I'll go ahead and start with Aries. We didn't actually have any changes from last month. So we're still at a 27 total membership. And we're still looking at the same target areas that we kind of want to improve. So that would be Black / African American, as well as youth, and 65 and over is actually somewhere where we need to improve. Go ahead and share the next one. And this one's just reflecting those same numbers. So any questions about this?
You said we needed to improve 65 and older. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that a first for us?
No, but there isn't necessarily... it isn't a target area that we necessarily have had such low numbers. Okay, let me pull that back up again. So if you see we're at 11% and what we want to be at is at 19%. So we would maybe need one more person.
It's so funny. I feel like it's such a balancing.
Yeah.
Like it's like we just one person.
It's also like... these numbers and come the new year might change. I do try to update these every
Oh, I see, as we
every
age.
Year as yeah, people age.
Great. Thank you.
All right, and that's all I have.
Well, that's all you have. Well, okay, it looks like the only thing we have left is just the discussion over whether we should meet next month. Traditionally, we don't meet on December, but it's always left up to the group if they feel like they feel like a need to still meet. If there's still stuff to work on next month, then we could set a regular Thursday meeting. Otherwise, if we all are in concurrence, we could have a month off along with the other. I'm assuming the other committees are going to vote that way too. Yeah.
Typically, yes. So per tradition, we don't typically meet in December, but like Ron mentioned, it is up to this group. So far, community engagement has been the only one to meet, so and they voted not to meet next month.
Anyone have the desire to meet next month? Raise your hand.
Yeah, in person.
Oh, yes. In person. Oh, that's with different.
Food.
Okay.
With food, hot food.
I'm kidding.
And I know I came in late, so I'm supposing that everything that got approved and we got a new possible new application. Am I correct? And we had that discussion and everything looked good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that too, Nico. Like, just, I mean, I think you're talking about Nico, Elaine, like the one that's been denied and like we're requesting a review. I mean, yeah. Laura did explain a lot recently, but yeah, I didn't know Kira or Kat, since you're council staff, do y'all have any more information or any updates?
Yeah, I can update a little bit on that. So I'll go back a little bit. That was for the update we gave last month for membership, where we explained to the group that one of our council members, Nikos, was unfortunately denied on behalf of the mayor's office. And so we did receive an update from Nikos themselves, I think during our community engagement meeting, where they let us know that they are actually, they had originally announced at full council that there was a petition that they had created, which council members were welcome to sign. However, they said that they, I believe they took it down because they're actually following a different pathway. Kat, can you chime in a little bit? I think they said they talked to some type of attorney.
What I recall was that they're working with Laura Thomas.
Oh, okay.
I believe Happen is involved in, or Han.
Yes.
One of the two.
Han is, and Han Happen will be. So since I'm both of them.
So they're taking, yes. So they're taking a different approach. So right now they're saying that they're trying to pursue that avenue to see if they can change the mayor's office mind. And pursuant to that, then they'll see how that kind of pans out.
Yeah, and then at the last Happen meeting, and like I will say, you know, someone from the community did say, well, has Ryan White been notified, like the care officer, blah, blah, blah. There was a little back and forth with some people, I think, in the room. But, you know, that, you know, someone did bring that up of like, does Ryan White care officer need to know? And I don't know if Mark does that or what.
We can ask Mark. That's a good question, actually.
I think Laura was saying that they were discussing whether they wanted to get invited involved because then that opens up maybe other cans of worms.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
Well, being part of the EMA, wouldn't we have to notify our right offices to have that discussion as well about it?
I think Laura also mentioned that. So
Thomas.
Sorry, what was the meeting that's being discussed that Laura shared information about this?
The Happen meeting.
It was the Happen meeting. Okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think maybe there was a little bit of conversation that I heard afterwards that was they're not going to contact their HRSA contact right now, representative. They're going to try to work this campaign with Han Happen and San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And then if they don't get a result that they want, either finding out, you know, why, one is to get the reason why, because the mayor's office, all the other previous mayors have always given us a reason and then we countered it and then they let the person on. So, and then hopefully, you know, get Nico on.
Yeah.
pointing what Nico said, he never got an actual reason why he was
Elaine, I
doing
think you have your blanket or sweater or something on you.
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say, I believe when Nico was there on that last meeting, I think he kind of mentioned that he wasn't given a reason, actual reason why. So that would be really kind of like, okay, why not? You know, you should have that reason. So yeah. I just wanted to give breath. I'm so sorry for the late coming. I did have a little bit of problem getting on to my Zoom, so that kind of delayed me a little bit too. But all the letters with Richard Sullivan and everybody else is okay. I know my
Sorry,
sister.
Elaine, you sound a little muffled. You might be covering your speaker or your microphone.
Maybe. Hold on.
Oh,
Okay.
there
Can
you
you hear
go.
me now?
Now you sound
Okay.
better.
I was just saying, I'm sorry for being late. I had trouble zooming in. My ID or something like that wouldn't go through, so I had tried several techniques. But everything else with the letter with Richard and everything else went okay. Discussion and stuff. Okay. I just wanted to get
Yes.
informed with you guys. I really do apologize. I was like, oh my God, my meeting. So.
Well, thank you for joining.
Should have called you sooner.
Yeah, but no, I knew the meeting was coming on. It's just that I got sidetracked with something else and just went, oh my God. And when I try to log in, I couldn't log in.
All right. But thanks for the update about Nico too, because that's one of the things that we needed to discuss at the membership as well. So I'm glad. Okay. Yeah. All right. Take over, my partner.
Okay, so did we decide on a meeting next month or not?
Is there anyone strongly feeling that they want to meet next month? Oh,
No, so
TJ,
I think, oh, TJ.
were you saying something?
I was going to say, I'd like to put a motion forward that we don't meet.
A
Oh.
second.
Thanks, TJ.
So sounds like no meeting next month then.
No, then
Oh.
that would mean this committee would meet January 8th next year, right? January 8th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we want to discuss before we call it the year?
No,
We
okay.
will be, I will let, oh, go ahead. Who is that?
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I will say that next year we will have an interesting and busy first couple of months for the membership committee because we will actually be, or maybe the middle, because we do need to review renewals. That's coming up for next year.
Right. Is that going to be a little bit more harder for most of us now?
I mean, I guess we will see. I know Mark, Kat, and I all talked about this, seeing as how the mayor's office has taken a little bit more of an interest in the background of our
Yeah.
members. But we're hoping all goes smoothly. I think we'll just have to figure out and see what comes out of it as we're trying to renew folks.
Hey, Pete.
So Kira, is there any I've heard grumblings about that we might have term limits?
Yeah.
Yes. So currently the steering committee is reviewing the policies and procedures manual, and they did make a change to term limits, but that won't come into effect. I initially it was at the end of the year, the full council would review it, so at this meeting. But that deadline has kind of gotten pushed back as we haven't always been able to achieve quorum at steering. And so I'm not sure. Mark knows a little bit more about the realistic timeline, but it won't be until next year, and the full council will actually get to review the final edits of the policy and procedures manual, which includes the updated term limits.
Okay. Is it for everybody across the board, or is community stakeholders or governmental people, do they have a term limit as well?
Yeah, so it would be for everyone
Okay.
across the board.
Okay.
John Paul, you had your hand up.
No, that's the question I had.
I actually don't know if that's the
I
case.
don't think that's the case.
I
Yeah. In which case,
misspoke.
you can tell Mark I'm going to have a problem with that.
You go, Peter. He
Thomas
probably
gets to
knows
stay with us
already,
forever,
so
actually.
yeah. He
Yeah,
probably.
there's definitely some logistics with mine, and I don't know if there was logistics with others as well. So I can't remember exactly how it was worded in the policy, but yeah.
So how many people are going to be have to renew, because a bunch of us have been on it now. It'll be 10 years starting next year when we started this
I
billing
think
company.
the majority of folks will have to renew, with the exception of folks who have joined within the recent year. Because their term limit would be in 2027. But for the most part, almost everyone is going to be renewed this upcoming year.
I don't, I mean, I was assuming that that policy would not be retroactive, kind of thing, if that makes sense.
I was too.
So basically our time would start now,
Oh,
or
okay.
yeah, I'm guessing. So Mark is definitely, I'll leave that to up to staff to add clarity to that, but because I feel like we'd all be a little bit more aware and understanding that there's going to be this significant rollover if it was happening anytime soon. That's just my guess.
I also expect a big discussion to happen around this, and I know Mark especially will be highlighting it once it comes to full council, because there have been a lot of questions in terms of term limits and how that would even play out, because we do struggle already with recruiting and outreaching for membership. So we'll see.
Okay, any further discussion on any topic before we go? I hate to be the one to say goodbye, all right, we're just talking out now.
It's called
Everybody.
leadership, Ron. You can do
it. Everyone at the full council meeting, right?
Just say the
Everyone
word.
can be
Say
at the full
goodbye.
council meeting. We're adjourned. Bye.
Kira, can you stay
Bye.
on for a second?
Of course.
Take care.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
guys.